Time now to hear about a huge community effort that took place in the shadow of Tower Bridge, an event that brought hundreds of people together for a very special reason. It's all part of a campaign by the charity Seeability, who are working to change the lives of children with learning disabilities across London and beyond. And I'm joined now by their director of eye care, Lisa Donaldson, to tell us more. So Lisa, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much, Barry. It was a very exciting couple of days. And yeah, really excited to tell you about becoming Guinness World Record holders at Seeability.
For listeners who haven't seen the mural yet, can you paint a picture of what happened at Potter's Fields Park and what it meant to achieve a Guinness World Records title?
Yes, so we had a giant mural and we had three fantastic artists working solidly to represent at least 800 people, but with sketches of them. So we had to take photos of everybody and then those photos had to be verified and then they were drawn onto this mural. We had 48 hours to do it. You mentioned the shadow of Tower Bridge. Our artists had no shade, so it was quite a feat in those hot days at the end of half term. It was a wonderful opportunity. We had lots of footfall from half term and from people on holiday. It was a brilliant record to beat because every one of those 800 people represent 1,000 people with learning disabilities in the UK who are currently living with sight loss. And as you mentioned, too often they're not accessing the eye care that they need.
I believe that children with learning disabilities are 28 times more likely to have a serious sight problem. Can you help listeners understand, Lisa, the scale of unmet need in London's special needs schools?
Yes, so Seeability have been working in London special schools since 2013. What started out as a fundraised research project led to us publishing our findings, as far as we know, the biggest global study of this population, which was published in 2019, just under 1,000 children. And shockingly, we discovered that half of all the children who attend special schools have a problem with their eyes. With around 30 to 40% of them, it's as simple as needing glasses, usually to quite a strong prescription and sometimes to more complex prescriptions. But shockingly, of those children, 44% had never received any eye care. And where eye care was happening, it was happening in the hospital. Our study and studies of others have shown that often children are seen sometimes and then they get lost to follow up. So it's that routine eye care and particularly understanding what children can see and particularly supporting them with spectacles, because that's all too often what gets missed. So we've got a lot of children who are avoidably visually impaired for want of a pair of glasses.
Now, at the centre of the mural is Terence, whose story is quite extraordinary. Can you share what happened when your team discovered just how poor his vision actually was and how life has changed for him since receiving glasses?
Since Terence has got his glasses, Mum has described it as a miracle. She said he's a changed person. He's able to engage with things, engage with what's left of college. His vision is good. So he's gone from being functionally visually impaired to being able to see, to see his classmates. But what's really tragic is that we didn't discover this until Terence was 20 years old.
It must feel like gaining a superpower, something people that are sighted just take for granted. It's incredible.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's a beautiful video and I do encourage anyone who is able to engage with it, because the moment that Terence has his glasses put on for the first time, you can just see the world opening up to him. So, yeah, I think it really does appear like that. And it is just a tragedy that he's gone through his whole education where no one realised that's the worst thing. No one realised that he couldn't see and that it was entirely avoidable.
Now, Seeability are also pushing to expand its special schools eye care service. What does that service look like in practice and what difference does it make for families and teachers as well as the children themselves?
Yes, so we're very excited at Seeability that we have been awarded the contract from the NHS in a competitive tender to provide eye care in London, subject to a standstill period. So the service itself, we see every child at least once a year. We carry out assessments to work out what their vision's like, to check if they need glasses. That's purely a measurement of the eyes, so they don't have to engage with saying which is clearer or choosing between number one and two. We can prescribe glasses just by shining a torch in the child's eyes. And we also check the health of the eyes, how the eyes move. And importantly, our service includes the expertise of a dispensing optician who will provide glasses, provide support and tips to wear them, make sure they're comfy, and proactively follow up to make sure the glasses are working for the child. The other really important element of our service is for every student that we see, we provide a written report which explains what their visual abilities, needs and limitations are, so that everyone who's supporting them, from the teachers in the class every day to the speech and language team who are trying to work out how to support a child to best communicate, to the occupational therapists and the physiotherapists, everyone can understand what level of vision the child has and what adaptations they need. So, for example, if they need things to be positioned in a certain way, if they need certain font sizes, if they have limitations to their peripheral vision, we'll put that all in the report. And we're really, as an organisation as well, Seeability, are really pushing to try and get that information included in every child's education, health and care plan, so that their visual abilities, as they move, for example, from school to college, or they're, you know, they have different support, everyone supporting that child or young person understands their vision.
Finally, what would you like to see happen next from policymakers, schools or the public to make sure no child goes through their education without the basic eye care they need?
We would love to see a NHS service getting commissioned in every ICB across England to align with the government commitment to provide eye care for all children in special schools. And we really want to see that service reaching all the children. So at the moment, the service is, the proof of concept has been an opt-out service, like in line with vision screening, which happens in mainstream schools and in a few special schools. The service is now going to be opt-in. So we need to make sure that there's processes in place to ensure that the children who need it most are accessing the service. And crucially, that spectacles are provided within the school setting and that support to use them is provided, and that those reports are always written to as part of that service.
Lisa, it's been brilliant talking to you. You mentioned earlier watching Terence's video. How do people get access to that, and how do they follow Seeability?
So you can see Terence's film by visiting our website at seeability.org. You can, if you search for our Moments Missed, Moments Mattered campaign, you can see more about our Guinness World Records attempt. And if you look for us on Instagram and on Facebook.
Seeability's Director of Eye Care, Lisa Donaldson, thanks for your time today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you so much, Barry, for talking to me. It's been an absolute pleasure.